brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by Tallgrass Motors.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And joining us this morning for a community connection, talking with County Commissioner Mike Bouvier. Always try to get at least someone in from the county on the first Friday of the month, and I get the opportunity to talk with our commissioner this morning. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. You know, we've got sunshine. We're not as warm as some parts of the country, but we're a whole lot warmer than a lot of other parts, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, going to that football Super Sunday there, I wouldn't want to walk to it.
No.
Getting in is going to be cold.
Yeah, well they've got a pretty good sized parking lot there, but I think they can probably shuttle a lot of people, you know, in close to the front door. And
yeah.
The Minneapolis St. Paul area, they're used to winter weather where we're typically not. So,
you know, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, nice to have you in this morning, and a lot of things going on in county government, and sometimes I find myself having to remind folks, wait a minute, we have, you know, several levels of government in the state. We have the state government, and we have city government at the municipal level, and somewhere in the middle there's the county that takes care of things like roads and jails and sheriff's departments and paying county bills and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, I like to say, or they say, that it's the people's government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're the closest to the people, and I hope that I am one of them people that is closest to the people, because I feel like I am. I want to be. You know, if you have something that's going on that with you and in your district or whatever it be, 1, 2, or 3, we work for all the people. And I'm here to make a difference, whatever it may be.
Yeah, and I think that's something that I try to bring out. While you are elected from specific, you know, districts, regions of the county, you're like you said, to represent the county as a whole.
That's correct, sir.
Yeah. You're all busy, and I know the primary responsibility is roads and bridges, but you're also there as a voice in the budget. You're there to do a lot of other things besides just the geographic things that we drive down the roads on.
Right. And this time of year, you know, we are starting to look at the budget. That's what's coming up. And we've got, with the shortfalls and everything that happen in the state government, we have to look at our own government and keep it everything so that we can run it efficiently with the taxpayers' money. And we really do good job. The people that I work with, they're a great bunch of people. The other commissioners I work with, Mitch Andel and Mike Dunlap, I couldn't ask for a better group of men to work with. Every time we meet together when we're in open meetings, mm-hmm. of course, you know, it's always upbeat. We don't have any problems between us, and we're looking to work for the people of Washington County.
And I know I see all three of you, not necessarily all together, but I see the three of you at a lot of community events. The chamber forum with Lieutenant Governor last week. I'm sure I'll see at least one or two of you next Friday out at the Eggs and Issues event out at Tri-County Tech. So you're out trying to be visible, being available in the county when somebody wants to stop you and say, hey, what about this?
Yes, correct. And I, like I said, I like that. And going to these public forums, you know, we get to hear what, like the candidates, you know, Todd Lamb and so forth that is running, want to say what their feelings are about what they want to do. Even though he didn't come here to run specifically, he has a great demeanor, and I like listening to him. He's a young man. He's got a lot of go and everything, and It's just a pleasant place to be to listen to what's happening in the state government.
And I think that's a something that incumbents in any office try to ride that line very carefully when they're, you know, in this case, the incumbent lieutenant governor, but trying to run for another office next year. Like he said, something to the effect of, yes, I'm here as lieutenant governor, but it's common knowledge I'm running for another office. So, you know, it's a tough line to ride.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Anyway, you're here today to talk about what's going on in our county government, specifically in District 2, but I'm sure it spills over into other things. How many miles of roadway in the county, either for your district or overall in the county, are you responsible for?
Well, I am responsible for 156 miles. And this year we're looking at, because of the light, we haven't had any snow, which makes that good for us. It's cold.
I think we probably will have some sometime between now and the end of winter, but you're right.
Right. But right now we haven't had, we've been able to reclaim a lot of mileage already. We have about 12 miles we're looking at to reclaim if everything works well. That depends on equipment failure and the snow or whatever we have. So, all being said, if everything goes well, we're looking at about 12 miles that we're going to chip seal and do in the southern part of the county. Road 3000, which hasn't been done. I've talked to some constituents down there that said, my gosh, I don't remember when this road has ever been done. And so instead of patching it anymore, we're already had an engineering company look at the height of the road and because it is in the floodplains and we can't put back any more than we take out.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, we're going to reclaim that road, get it so it's going to be a decent road and go on from there. A lot of, like I said, several other roads we're doing. We have about 2.5 miles of asphalt overlay, one of them which being 2200 from Highway 75 to Bison Road, New Harmony Baptist Church Road, New Harmony. And yesterday the great Cherokee Nation came up and we dedicated the overlay that at New Harmony Baptist Church Road there, which is 4015. And so they'll all meet together. My plan is to get all these roads that are our major collectors, so that they're all good, passable, and safe, so that the people living out in the country can come off their chip seal roads to the major collectors and then on to the highways. And that's what we got.
The county has benefited over the years with the relationship with the Cherokee Nation, particularly. I think because they do see an interest in Washington County with their health clinic, with some of the other things that are tribal-related functions, and it's just a good relationship between the two agencies.
Yeah, and Dick Lay, I have to say, is a great person for the job. He's done a great job, and, you know, he's bent over backwards to give me money that it's just amazing. I'm so grateful. I can't say anything other words than that.
And you probably don't have numbers, but just as far as if that relationship did not exist, if that second source of income wasn't there for the county, it's probably safe to say you wouldn't get everything done that you're currently doing.
Oh, I can say that. I honestly say we've probably got in the this is my fifth year as a commissioner, and I've gotten just in my district probably $600,000-$700,000 to help do roads, and that's not including some other grants that I got. These were all grants from the Cherokee Nation, and you know that helps immensely. It cost about $125,000-$130,000 to do a mile of asphalt road. That's just an overlay, and you know, then the prices of oil is going up, which is good for economy, but it's bad for building roads because it costs more. So we just can't go as far as we want to when the prices go up. But, you know, if it's going to build our economy, which we're, you know, we are basically oil, I like a little diversification like they are doing already. They're looking at that, and they have done that. So, yeah, I'm... I think our Oklahoma will come back, and it'll be, you know, great like it is. Mm-hmm. It'll continue to be great, and we'll do great things.
Let's talk just a little bit of a basic funding 101 for the listeners so they really understand how the county gets its money. I know you get some money, like a dedicated sales tax to fund the jail and that sort of thing, but overall, walk me through how you get your money.
I mean, the road money?
I'll say the dollars that you as the commissioners have a responsibility for. I guess it would be primarily road money, yeah.
Well, we have the ad valorem, of course, that mm-hmm. takes care of the general government.
Right.
And it reserves, it pays for all the labor and everything in the general government. And then we have our road monies that come down from the oil and gas and fuel taxes mm-hmm. and everything like that. And then it's dispersed through the state to ODOT, and then ODOT sets it in aside, you know, like our CRB funds for 8-year plans and stuff like that. And this is where we've had some problems in the last couple 3 years, that we have this money that's in there set aside for projects through 5 to 8 years from now, mm-hmm. and they're coming up, so the projects are there. But then the government, when there is a shortfall, they look at it and say, there's $125,000 there. We could probably take that and pull it over here and take care of that, and we'll take care of you later. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know any, I'm not in the government up there, and I wouldn't want to be either. It's a hard job for them, and I don't want that kind of a job, but that's how we get our money. And when they see a pile of money, it looks like it's available, and really it isn't. It's for the project. Yeah. Right now, one of my projects is, Mitch Antle's project is, the Bison Road project. Mm-hmm. And I've got all the, I'm going into utilities now, laying out the utilities, so that's going to take a while. So I'm hoping, with any luck at all, maybe both of our parts of construction, there's two pieces here, his and mine, will maybe start in later this fall for the Bison Road project. Mm-hmm. And I just recently talked with our CED contact, Guy Engineering, and we're going to put on another phase of Bison Road, which will go from Highway 60 south to 2200, and then the second phase of that will go from 2200 to Highway 75. But there you're talking probably 10 years. What I'm doing right now is I set that up so that my successor will be able to have something to go on when he comes into office, he or she comes into office, and then they can continue on with that so it'll be finished. Mm-hmm. And then once that's all finished, we'll have a nice corridor for moving traffic around the outside of Bartlesville and stuff like that, whatever have you, people coming into town, a byway, you know, kind of like maybe like Branson, you know, how they got all these darn roads on the sides going around Branson, but in a little scale.
Yeah, I got an idea. Okay, we'll take a short break and continue our time with County Commissioner Mike Bouvier coming up in just a moment on K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning with Mike Bouvier, and Mike, I know we've got a lot of topics, and we're probably not going to get them all in. Before we went on the air, you and I were talking a little bit about the Free Fare Board. We've got an election, I think, coming up on that topic fairly soon.
Right, in February, I think the 28th it is. I went to the meeting last night, Free Fare Board meeting, and I came there as a friend, not as a commissioner, not as anyone to tell them what to do. They have their own agenda. There was things that we talked about. I just told them that my thinking is that we don't have a new fairgrounds right now, mm-hmm. so let's deal with what we got. Let's see if we can't spruce what we have up there, make it attractive, maybe get some art on the outside of the building. We talked about, this is just talking now, we talked about talking with the school district in Dewey to maybe, we have some money to put an electronic sign, and we thought, if we buy our standalone electronic sign for Washington County Fair, it's going to be very expensive, $20,000, $30,000, whatever. So Dewey School signs are in need of repair and fix. So somebody brought up the fact that why don't we maybe get together, put it all on one sign, and then when you're going on the corridor 75, you'll be able to see what's happening. Dewey County Fair happening. We got something coming up in the fall with the fair. It's called the Great Pumpkin Weigh-In. That's going to be coming. That could bring a lot of people. They have it in Missouri, and there's 20, 30,000 people to come to this pumpkin weigh-in. So it brings a lot of brings a lot of money to the county. So that being said, you know, then perhaps, and if the sign was big enough or whatever, or could do it, maybe we could rent the sign to other entities that want to put up something there that could, for publication, maybe the city or whatever. So that was one of the things we talked about. We have two people in District 2 that are running for Free Fair Board spot, and that is Mr. Dennis and Nellie Morgan is the person that's in there now.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just some of the things we talked about, and I just want to be able to help out with the existing stuff we got. And that's
last I knew, and it's been probably 6 to 8 months since I really talked to anybody on this topic, but last I knew, the fairgrounds was busy nearly every weekend throughout the year. Is that still true?
Yeah, they're doing pretty good, actually. You know, we had I think there was a slow period there, and then we conversed and with the people that run it up there, and then they did get some good board members in there, and it seems like that they're Pam up there that runs the fair grounds, she's a hard worker, and she's seeking a lot of people up there to, you know, to come in and take over and have meetings and weddings or boxing matches or this great pumpkin weigh-in and stuff like that. So they're doing their job.
Okay. But I'm kind of running right up against the clock here, Mike, but I want to at least cover your road crews. You spend a lot of time in education, in training, in making sure that they've got best practices. And I know you got a training vehicle coming in just to you know, make them, a better conscientious county driver.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I think, it's going to be at the EOC, and we got ACO is bringing up their driver's training
simulator,
right? Thank you. And the sheriff will be using it, and then they're able to change it over to simulate trucks and so forth like that. Yeah, all said, with the workers, I got the best workers, especially in my district too. You know, they work hard, and they're always there, and they do a great job for me. But when it comes around to it, you want to come to work safely, and you want to go home at night, and you want to be safe. And that's the most important thing we want to do, emphasize safety. And my road foreman gets on to people who aren't safe, and we have to write them up for that. Mm-hmm. And you get enough write-ups, and unfortunately, we're not going to tolerate that. So safety is our number one priority.
Thank you so much, Mike. I'd love to talk with you longer, but I'm up against the clock. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We'll get together real soon, okay?
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. County Commissioner Mike Bouvier with us this morning on AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1. Community Connection this morning brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by Tallgrass Motors.
Talking with customers at the Gusher Car Wash, why'd you choose the Gusher?
This is by far the best place I've ever been. It gets the car clean.